your financial support through mission giving. And I would like to say it again, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We will do our very best for the glory of God and by the grace of God. Though there are sometimes problems we encounter in the ministry, hardships, but we just thank the Lord. His grace is still sufficient even in this very day. At this moment, I would like you to open your Bible with me to the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. Follow me with your eyes, and as I read this verse, Acts chapter 16, verse 9. And the vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we just pray, dear Lord, that you just bless this message, open every heart, open every minds. And I pray that, dear God, the Holy Spirit will penetrate every heart for today, dear God. And may your name be always glorified and magnified in our midst. For this we ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To be in the ministry is not easy. It's not an easy job. It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of trust in the Lord. But we attributed our lives because through our parents, when we are but young, we are 9 in the family, 7 boys, 2 girls. Our parents usually gathered us in one mosquito net. You know mosquito net? The net that protects you from the bites of mosquitoes. Because we have mosquitoes in the Philippines. They can easily sip your blood. If you are high blood pressure, then they are very much helpful. Just joking. But you know what? My parents gathered us in that big mosquito net. We surround them, and they keep on telling us that prayer is very important. As a little kid, we just simply follow them, and not knowing that when we grow older, we can adapt that. Just thank the Lord for them, and for that venture they have, out of 7 boys, 5 became preachers. Amen. And the 2 girls became a pastor's wives. We belong to a family that serves the Lord. I would like to tell you, in spite of difficulties in life in the ministry, we have no regret serving the Lord, because we are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a privilege. It's not a sacrifice. Amen? It's a privilege always to serve him, because we are saved. Through faith. And that's the only thing we have in life. Faith in God. And for that, my dear beloved in the Lord, as I begin this lesson about the Macedonian call about Paul, I know we are very serious, and sometimes we need the grace of God. There's a preacher that came to the Philippines, and he was ready to deliver the message. And he thinks about the message he wanted to deliver to the Filipino people. And he was from Ohio. And he wants to bring the message about Ohio. And as he delivered the message, he made a 4 points outline. He outlined Ohio, O-H-I-O. And every single letter of that word, Ohio, he preached about 30 minutes. So to make the long story short, after he delivered the message boldly, with courage, and after he finished the message, one lady approached him and said, shake her hand, shake his hands, and said, thank you, preacher. Praise the Lord, you're from Ohio. Think if he's from North Carolina. Maybe your pastor can preach about North Carolina. It's fun preaching the word, amen? I just want to, because I'm nervous. Please bear with me because of my accent. In the Philippines, we have so many dialects. Every single Filipinos at least know how to speak at least 3 to 4 dialects. But in your country, I notice one. You have so many accents. When we first arrived here in July, we go to Virginia, and they said, how y'all? And we can't understand that, how y'all? What do you say, how y'all? It means, how are y'all? But I just thank the Lord because my son interpreted the word. This is now, my son's now studying at Marietta Bible College. Well, in fact, when he was 22 years old, he took over my second church because I'm now in the mission field again for the third church. And after a year, he pastored the church. They have offered a full scholar in a Bible college here in Marietta, Ohio. So he grabbed that opportunity and that privilege he has, and he's now studying at Marietta Bible College. And he is a big help for me, for us, because he is our driver, personal driver. When we came yesterday, we just don't know where to go because every time we go and exit, said detour. Every time, detour. Instead, we arrive 3:30, we arrive 4:30. I just thank the Lord for his patience waiting for us here. After a long time, he said, okay, let's go and eat. Oh, we love that. Thank you so much, preacher, for that. And for the good accommodation. We sleep well last night. We enjoy the bed. Because when I first in August, I called the pastor and said, we'll go to Colorado. And I was supposed to preach next Sunday. I said, I postponed, and that's why we came. We just came here. When we go to Colorado, we drive about 2 nights, 3 days, and we enjoyed sleeping in the car. And I just thank the Lord because very comfortable for us preacher to sleep at that bed Holiday Inn, most especially to my wife because of his physical condition. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, church. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 9, and a vision appeared to Apostle Paul. You know, it was a cry of the heathen because the Bible always says in Psalms 142, verse 4, no man careth for my soul. Who cares for the soul of that dying world? Who cares for that soul of those lost souls? Oh, my dear beloved in the Lord, this was indeed a cry for help. Who will go and tell them? The only tool is for those unbelievers to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior is through you Christians. Because we have the right message, we have the right Bible, and we have the right Savior. Amen. Oh, my dear beloved in the Lord, we have first the vision. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to see that vision. And how did the Apostle Paul know that it was from the Lord? And the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen? So it was ordered by the Lord. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, it was addressed to the Christians. The word brethren is not only the Christian in the Philippines, but in the Christians even here in the United States. Because we are one family, from sin to salvation, from hell to heaven, from the family of the devil to the family of God. Praise God, glory to his name. We have one Father, and that is God who is in heaven. Amen. Thank God for that. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Why this living sacrifice? Because in the Old Testament, it was a dead sacrifice. But now in the New Testament, it is a new and living sacrifice. We ought to serve the Lord while we are strong, amen? When we have the energy to serve the Lord, we will do our very best. We give all our best for the glory of God. Thank God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In order for us to know the perfect will of God, we have to present our body a living sacrifice, not to conform to the image of this world. We have to conform to the image of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Vision is very much important in the ministry and in the Christian living. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you see the drive of vision. It is the vehicle that will take you to places. It is the key that opens the door of opportunity. Vision is the driving force that will take us where we need to be. Vision is the vehicle which will drive you to your dreams. Some have no visions. Some have lost their visions. Some have limited vision. But thanks be to God, glory to his name, there are some that has 20-20 vision. Amen? Amen? Hope that this church do not lose their vision, but have a 20-20 vision. Vision calls them to action to accomplish great things for the glory of God. We have to see very clearly the vision that God has placed in our minds and into our hearts. You know what? When I remove these eyeglasses, I cannot see my Bible. I cannot read my Bible. But I just thank the Lord for the optometrist who gave me this vision. God gives clear visions. Amen? That's number one. Vision is very important. Those three churches that I've been starting, you know, the first church, when we bought that lot, we bought a lot that is garbage dumping area. I just don't know why when God gave us a lot for church building, it is always a garbage dumping area. The second church lot is a swampy area. And the third church lot, it's not good lot because there are a lot of sticky and not good because it's very dirty. You know what? There's a lesson for me for that. Because the Bible says even the righteous that we did in the eyes of God is just like a rag. Amen? Amen. But when God changed our heart, when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts as our personal Savior, everything was changed. Amen. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen? Amen. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Those swampy, sticky, dumping garbage area that we put church, now when you see those churches, turns out beautiful. Why? Because they did not see those garbage, they see the beautiful building. By the grace of God, we are all unbelieving sinners, but by the grace of God, when we accepted the Lord, we became new living creature in the sight of God. Praise God, glory to his name. Number two, not just the vision. Vision is very essential in the Christian ministry. But notice number two, the voice itself. When the Bible says, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night, there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come. It connotes invitation. The Macedonian people, he wants to invite the Apostle Paul to come to Macedonia for help. They need comfort, maybe, because they need to know the God of all comfort. Praise God, we do know the God of all comfort. Amen? Amen. Who will go and tell them? It is the only Apostle Paul because the vision appeared to them. In Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, this is a good verse for every Christian. Romans chapter 10, if you have your Bible, please open with me to Romans chapter 10. This is a very good verse. I love this verse. In verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. Amen. It is not the only duty of a pastor to go and preach the gospel. It is the duty of all Christians. I've never read in my Bible there are partial Christians. No partial Christians. We are all full-time Christians. Amen? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are here on earth to give glory and honor to our God who is in heaven. We are just but representative here. So we have to represent God in heaven. And the voice keeps on ringing at the apostle's ear. The same voice is ringing into our ears for today. The voice is very important. We should not heed the call. We should listen to the call and to the voice. Sometimes when God is calling us, we can just ignore the call. But we heard the calling of God. Amen? When I call my son John Louis, he's just there. John Louis. Three times. John Louis. And he never responded. But he heard my voice. But he's just there. Not responding to the call. But he heard the calling. That's what God wants us to do. We have to respond to the call of God. Since 1985, when I surrendered my life into full-time ministry, I never regret serving the Lord. Yes, there's times sometimes in the ministry that we have not food on the table. We don't have money on our pocket. We don't have money to buy milk for our children. Oh, when I remember those days, I felt in my heart the need. But praise God, glory to his name. Jesus promised us he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And I never see, my dear beloved in the Lord, that God forsook us. He is there always on the rescue. He said, but my God, the Apostle Paul said, shall supply all your needs. Amen? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I love that verse. Voice is very important to hear and know the voice. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. We have to follow the voice of God. And this is the voice of God. Amen?
Amen.
Not just the voice of God, but the mind of God. We can see and we can read the mind of God. The voice. But notice number three, the venture. The Bible says, come over into Macedonia and help us. What kind of help do they need? It was instructed to the Apostle Paul that they wanted help. What kind of help do they need? Prayer? Yes, we do need prayer. I just thank the Lord for this church because I believe that you prayed for us as we labor in the ministry in the Philippines. What prayer can do? Prayer is the only tool that opens the windows of heaven. And I do believe, my dear beloved, also that prayer is the only weapon that Satan cannot duplicate. And prayer is the only tool that can move the hand of God. Oh, prayer is very important. That's why the Bible keeps on reminding us about the importance of prayer in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, that men ought always to pray. That's why we have prayer meetings. Amen? We have to enjoy prayer. Prayer is very important. And his presence, maybe they need to see the Apostle Paul in person to personally tell them about the good news of salvation that Jesus saves. Yes, indeed, Jesus saves. Amen? In Romans 10:13, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. And the assurance, what the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Jesus finish it all at the cross of Calvary. All we need to do is accept him by faith. You see, we can contribute to our community for a change. Whenever you share a gospel to a person, but when that person accepted the Lord, you see, there is a big change in a community. Amen? Big change. We can help our community, my dear beloved. As we bring the message of salvation. And notice, my dear beloved, with this venture, three people got saved. Lydia, a businesswoman, a seller of purple in verses 13 and 14. Notice the Bible, and on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. When the Lord opens your heart, do not resist it, but accept it by faith. That's the only way the person can be saved, when the Lord's open the heart. Amen? Not just Lydia, businesswoman. Anybody can be saved by the grace of God as long as you are willing to accept Him by faith. Whether you are pauper or whether you are rich, but in God's eyes, we are the same. Amen? Because we have the same heart. We have only one heart. You know, Blaise Pascal, the great philosopher, he said, in our hearts, there is a vacuum. And that vacuum cannot be occupied by wealth, by friends, or anything in this world. It cannot fill that vacuum. It can only be filled by God. Because the shape of that vacuum in our heart is a God shape. It's only God. And only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Amen. Possessed slave girl in verse 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought us her master's was gained by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed to us the way of salvation. And last, the Philippian jailer. Not the Philippines jailer, but the Philippian jailer. Amen? In verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Good question deserves good answer. Amen? And in verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. My dear beloved in the Lord, in all Paul's labor, truly, it was not in vain. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We cannot do it alone. We need you to propagate the gospel. Let's begin to populate hell and begin populating heaven by sharing the gospel. Amen? God is good. And with that, my dear beloved in the Lord, I believe the work of the harvest is team effort. Together, everyone accomplishes more because God's work must be done God's way. And this morning, let us send the light. We have that vision, like the Apostle Paul. That vision we keep on seeing, we keep on hearing, and we keep on venturing until we met that vision. We are praying to God that God will give us partners who have that heart in the mission. Please do help us there, my dear beloved in the Lord. Because with this vision, we are committed to do that vision in our hearts. Yeah, we have that vision to complete that building. And by the grace of God and for His grace alone, we can finish that building by His grace. We need people that can become partners in the ministry, whether church or individual. Everybody is important in the ministry. Because you cannot read the church without you are in it. Unless you are in it, you are complete in God. You are a church. God's work must be done God's way. So, my dear beloved in the Lord, let's keep the work. Let's do the job for the glory of God. God bless you all.